What does that song remind you of? Makes me think of Exodus chapter 3. Does it you? About Moses? Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that Moses turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And God said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. How many times have I read that account in the book of Exodus about Moses? How many times have you read it? And it always thrills me. Doesn't it, you? Out in nowhere, Moses was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep, just doing ordinary things, when suddenly God came to him. It just seems to me that it is in the ordinary stuff of life. So often God comes to us and meets with us. Not just in the dramatic and the sensational, but when you're out there just being faithful. Well, just like today. Here it is. Just another ordinary day in your life. You've got to go to work. There are responsibilities you've got to fulfill. And even if you're retired and you don't have to go and punch the time clock, there are still things for you to do as long as you're living in this world and we're surrounded with broken hearts and needy souls. There will always be something for you to do. And I tell you, when we stop living and we start drying up is when we no longer have any vision and there is no desire in our heart to be used of God to help anybody. That's when you start drying up. And even though a person may be retired from active business, you and I never retire from helping people and reaching out to them. So this may be just one of those plain, dull, ordinary days in your life. And yet in the midst of the ordinary and the mundane, God comes to us in the burning bush. And he says to you and me this morning, take the shoes from off your feet, for you're standing on holy ground. Can you believe that? On an ordinary day like this, can you believe that God is here? And even though the plans of your life today may not be all that exciting or adventurous, I mean, you're not planning to catch a jet and fly across the ocean to Europe. You're just going to work. Just an ordinary day. Can you believe that God is in the midst of it? And he wants to take your life and bless you and draw you closer to him. Let's reach out to Jesus. That's the key, isn't it? That's the secret. If you want him through the day, reach out to him right now. Reach out to him. And let Jesus reach out to you and touch your life, and you touch the hem of his garment. And even though it may be a plain, ordinary day, it won't be a dull one. When we sense the nearness and presence of our Savior. So I'm going to reach out to Jesus.
Reach out to Jesus. As you bear it all alone, does the road you travel harbor dangers yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle? When all just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way?
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. What powerful words. How many times have you read these in Ephesians chapter 6? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. God wants you to be strong today. Not a weakling. Not a little pansy growing up in a hot house. But a sturdy oak, withstanding the storms of life. Now listen, I am convinced, and I believe that I'm right in saying this, I am convinced that it is not the terrific, devastating storms in life that cause a person to fall. I think we can pretty well withstand the ferociousness of the storm, the bereavements, the tragedies, the losses that come, which is inevitable to mankind. They come to all of us. In those times, there is such an outpouring of sympathy and compassion from loved ones and friends. And even your own human spirit can sustain you to a great degree in times when the going really gets tough. So I don't think it's the terrific storms of life that you have to be scared about. I think it's the everyday, mundane, ordinary, boring routine of life that you've got to be very concerned about. That's where you lose the battle. That's where you lose it. In the ordinary course of running your race. No giant Goliath to slay today. No roaring lion to take hold of and exterminate. Just a boring, monotonous existence today, going through the same dull 8-hour routine. Well, that's how most people see it. Maybe you don't. The things that you did yesterday have to be redone today. You're not going to make headlines tomorrow by any of your accomplishments today. But it is in those things that God wants us to please Him in everything we do and say. How many a person gets so tearful and so sentimental when he sings, "I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be." And he's thinking of those African heathens in some faraway land where they've never heard the name Jesus or never heard the gospel. And we can get caught up with the romance of something that we probably will never do out yonder somewhere, some great feat that we do in the Lord's name. What about the ordinary things today? Just the little simple things, like the tone in your voice, the look on your countenance, the kindness in your tongue, the little ordinary things that will help to either make or break the person you come in contact with. Life does not have to be mundane and boring, even though it may be usually ordinary. Most of our lives are ordinary. To my knowledge, David killed only one giant. To my knowledge, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego escaped the furnace of the fire one time. There did come a time when they did die a natural death. All of them did. To my knowledge, Daniel spent the night only one night, one time, in the den of lions. All those things are very dramatic. But what about the other days? Just going about your business, doing what you've got to do. It's in those areas that the Scripture would speak to us and say, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." You know, when you get up out of bed and you don't want to go to work, or when there is some pressing duty, responsibility that you know has got to be done, and the tendency is to procrastinate and put it off and do it some other time. I mean, it's not all that dramatic or sensational. Well, let me encourage you, and I'm talking to myself at the same time, let us be faithful doing the things in the Lord's name that has got to be done today. Even though no newscaster would talk about our feats in the nightly news, and no newspaper article will carry the events of our life, what we did today, just know that everything we do or say, we are to do it as unto the Lord. Be it ever so mundane, ever so ordinary, ever so out of sight of the majority of this world, you do your work faithfully, as unto the Lord. But again I say, it's in those little things that happen during the course of your day that can cause one to stumble and fall. Not the big things. Not the violent storms that come sweeping against our lives. We will have fallen long before that storm ever reached us. You know, the little things, the needling aggravations, the things that perplex us and confuse us and bother us on a daily basis, that gnaw at us, those are the things that can destroy us if we allow it to happen long before the bad storm ever reaches us. But anyway, we're told, and this is by Jesus Himself in Matthew chapter 7, that if we will listen to what He says to us and we will do it, He likens us to a wise man who builds his house upon the rock, and when the winds blow and the rains come and the floods ascend, and beat up on that house, it's not going to fall. It's going to keep standing. So whether it be the ferocious storm down the road that all of us will meet someday, be certain of that. If you haven't reached one yet, well, it'll come. I don't say that to scare you. I say that to prepare you. It is inevitable that every one of us will face the storms of life. But doesn't the Bible say, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world? And when that awful storm comes, we'll be ready for it. If we're building our house upon the rock, and we are said to be building our house upon the rock if we are obedient to what Jesus tells us to do. But long before that big storm comes, be sure that in the little odds and ends of living out your mundane, ordinary life today, that you please God and put him first, and you don't allow the little needling things to get to you and destroy you and take away your sweetness and happiness and peace and cause you to become bitter and unkind and unbelieving. Lord, help us to be strong today. We're not really asking strength right now for the big things. We're just asking you for strength to live a very ordinary day today, but to do it in the fear of God and the love of the Lord. And in this day, for those around us to see the beauty and the loveliness and the sweetness and the holiness of Jesus Christ our Lord. Day by day may this happen. And then when the big storm comes, we'll be ready for it. Not because of our strength, not because of anything we are, but because of who Jesus is. And we're building our lives upon that rock. Keep us, Lord, day by day, safe and secure in your love and care. Help us as we live out our ordinary life today, faithfully, and to do it as unto the Lord, in Christ's name. Amen. Day by day.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Shall be in measure. This the pledge to me.
Stir me, O stir me, Lord, I care not how, but stir my heart in passion for the world. Stir me to give, to go, but most to pray. Stir till the blood-red banner be unfurled, o'er lands that still in heathen darkness lie, o'er deserts where no cross is lifted high. Stir me, oh, stir me, Lord, till all my heart is filled with strong compassion for these souls, till thy compelling word drives me to pray, till thy constraining love reach to the poles, far north and south in burning deep desire, till east and west are caught in love's great fire. Stir me, oh, stir me, Lord, till prayer is pain, till prayer is joy, till prayer turns into praise. Stir me till heart and will and mind, yea, all is wholly thine to use through all the days. Stir till I learn to pray exceedingly. Stir till I learn to wait expectantly. Stir me, oh, stir me, Lord. Thy heart was stirred by love's intensest fire till thou didst give thine only son, thy best beloved one, even to the dreadful cross that I might live. Stir me to give myself so back to thee that thou canst give thyself again through me. Stir me, O stir me, Lord, for I can see thy glorious triumph day begin to break. The dawn already gilds the eastern sky. O Church of Christ, arise, awake, awake, O stir us, Lord, as heralds of that day, for night is past, our King is on his way. Praise God, what stirring words from an old hymn. Stir me, Lord, fill my heart with your love. That's what makes life bearable. That's what makes the mundane and the ordinary bearable. It is our love for the Lord, isn't it? When the love of many begins to wane and wax cold, and when you and I lose our first love for the Lord, then everything's a chore. The hour of prayer, the reading of the scripture, the going to church, the living the straight life, as they call it, is all a burden and a chore when we have lost our first love for Jesus. But when we love the Lord with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, doing God's will is made easy. His burdens, his commandments are not burdensome. His yoke is easy and light when we love the Lord. That's the catch, isn't it? When we allow the things of this world to creep in and we lose our cutting edge and our appetite for the things of God, and no longer do we have a heart longing after God and wanting his will and wanting to put him first in everything, but we allow the things of this world to be a substitute, kind of like eating sweets between meals, and then when you sit down for supper, you're just not really all that hungry. Well, when you eat the sweet morsels of this world that are so deceptive, and you fill your mind and heart and emotions with that all week, and then you come to church Sunday to listen to the breaking of the bread of life, no wonder so many people don't want it. They're not hungry for it. The Bible says that the full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. When we get full of the stuff of this world, we're not going to be hungry for the things of God. But when our hearts really love the Lord, then every bitter thing is made sweet. We would want his will and to please him more than anything in all this world, wouldn't we? When Jesus becomes precious, he makes living the Christian life daily easy.
Who always cheers.
Well, dear friends, I've enjoyed being with you so much. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening to Morning Devotions. Tune in every morning the same time, Monday through Friday, on the same station. Have a good day. God bless you abundantly.
On His promise, I'm relying. Savior, help me to have faith.